We feel Matt is mostly trustworthy. So every once in a while he throws his staff under the bus. Anyway.
Maybe
in the past. In a promotions meeting, like, wow, they didn't. No, I'm kidding. But no, Matt, we do trust, and he's very dependable 100%. Well, apparently we're learning now he can't be left alone for more than a day or two while his wife Hannah is traveling for work.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
Yep.
Dude walks in yesterday, unannounced. I mean, he announced it when he walked in. Full beard gone, and he just has like an Andy Reid mustache.
Yeah, I thought he came from a porno.
Yeah, I'm like, are you in porn now? Like, what's
right? And we got to mention, it was, Jared used the word whimsical.
Yeah.
He said, you look whimsical.
You look happy.
I mean, you were jovial AF with that mustache.
And I feel like I think you've maintained it since you've unveiled your whimsical Andy Reid walrusy mustache.
Absolutely.
I did it early enough in Hannah's trip that I thought, if it doesn't look great, I'll have enough scruff by the time she gets back. It'll be fine.
Uh-huh.
And when I first did it, I asked my son. I was like, hey, man, mom's not here. Nothing matters.
Matt has a grudge because his wife is like in another country soaking it up the sun and by the pool.
Yeah. A little bit. I did tell her yesterday, I'm like, you know what's amazing is that as a single parent, this house has stayed clean all week.
Ooh.
There's not a shoe on the floor. I told her that yesterday.
Matt, do you want her to stay away?
I told her. She's like, whatever. I'm like,
saying,
it doesn't look like it's that hard.
They call
Don't you join the ranks over here, Matt.
After 2.5 days,
hey, this is easy. Matt, his name's Adam Arthur. He's a great divorce attorney.
Just so you know, I'm going to take Hannah's side. Wow. Just so you
That's
know.
Fine.
Matt, you didn't have to worry about the shoes all over the place either.
No.
That should leave.
I know. Laundry's still caught up. Dishwasher was running. Living room's spotless.
You should
even
say
after, apparently I'm doing so well, they gave me another kid yesterday.
Oh,
really?
Wow.
They're just handing out kids.
My niece came over, and my mother-in-law had an eye doctor's appointment. She said, can you keep her? I said, absolutely.
This is so easy.
I can handle this. This is nothing.
You should ask your wife, Matt, what does she do all day?
That's going to go over so well.
Oh, they ever love to hear that.
Totally.
If I were Hannah, I would just stay in the tropical vacation.
So my wife did call me the night that I decided to shave, because I asked my son, I was like, I'm leaving this up to you. Do you want me to do it or not?
If you're new to the show, his son's 6.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mom's not home.
To you. Yeah.
You know, he gets to make a couple rules. And I said, what do you think? And he was like, I don't do it. I think you'll look weird.
Oh.
And I said,
it
okay.
It can be shocking.
And then like 10 minutes later, he was like, you should do it, Dad. And I said, okay, I'll do it. So he took his shower. He went and sat in the living room. I went in there, shaved, walked in the living room and sat down. And he looked up and he said, awesome.
Just the mustache.
And I was like, all right, that's all the verification I need. We'll handle it. And I said, well, we're not going to tell mommy. When she calls to FaceTime us to tell you goodnight, we're just going to show her.
Uh-huh.
And when I answered the phone, I answered it with like my head pulled back.
So oh,
they gave me extra chins that weren't covered in hair.
Right.
And she just looked at me and she said, I've been gone for 24 hours.
And this
is what's happening? Yeah. I was like, it's chaos.
Yeah.
There's no rules. Everything is fine. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Well, I had to call Matt for something in the afternoon. And I said, hey, I know that you are single parenting it right now. And I'm very sorry to bother you, but I just have a quick question. And he goes, oh, it's fine. A couple of family members dropped off my niece earlier. And so now she and Wyatt are just jumping off the couch all willy-nilly. And I was like, all right. And then later you posted a picture of your niece with a Band-Aid on her forehead.
She showed up with the Band-Aid.
Okay.
She showed up with the Band-Aid. Okay. She did not have I did not add the Band-Aid to her. The Band-Aid was already there.
Hey, Matt.
But I did, unfortunately, find out that my son taught her to say something yesterday while they were jumping off the couch that I had to text my brother-in-law and sister-in-law and apologize for. Luckily, they think it's funny. But Wyatt jumped off the couch. They put every pillow. They went to all the bedrooms and got all the pillows. They got every blanket in the house and laid it down, and they were jumping off the couch onto them. And I was just laughing. I'm like, this is magical.
Yeah.
And he jumps off and landed on something, and he went, oh, my nuts. So now my 3-year-old niece is repeatedly jumping off the couch going, oh, my
That's funny.
And I told them, I'm like, I'm not having a conversation with her about why she doesn't have nuts. That's up to you.
Sure.
Yeah, right.
So sorry if you've got to have that later. But
sorry you had to have this at 3.
It's Wyatt's fault.
Matt, just a question. Why, I know your wife went to these tropical resorts.
Mm-hmm.
Could you not have went along with her and stayed at the resorts while she did her work thing?
No. So this is specifically for agents. There, I think once or twice she will get an offer eventually for significant others to go as well. but this is specifically for agents. So over the course of 4 days, they're seeing 12 different properties.
Oh, wow.
Wow, that's a lot.
Do you think we should do a War of the War of the Roses on her?
No, what I think we should spend our time and effort on is planning a show trip where our listeners can come with us and Hannah can be in charge.
That would be great.
That's a good idea. Oh, yes. Matt, by the way, I know you have that mustache. And first of all, I think it looks very, very good.
Thank you.
I like it better than...
I actually do like it better.
I do.
It says mustaches are making a massive comeback.
Yeah.
It's called the Stash Renaissance. Mm-hmm. And it has completely moved into the mainstream. And most men, or a lot of men, are increasingly shaving off their full beards to isolate the upper lip. So I like it. It's viewed as confident.
Yeah. I'm excited about it. It has gone over way better than I expected.
Mm-hmm.
For those of you that have seen the photo on Facebook, I'm hearing from everyone that it looks better in person.
Yes.
Yes, it does.
It does. It does look much better in person. Yeah. Again, whimsical.
Yeah.
It is whimsical. And you do just look happier.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, wait, because Hannah's out of town.
No.
I would never have thought that, but
gosh.
What is it?
No.
Hannah is causing his RBF.
Okay. I want no part of this at all. I love you, and you are not the problem.
Yeah, I don't think that's what it is. I think I'm really enjoying... When Hannah worked full-time at the dentist office and went to an office every day, Wyatt and I had way more time that was just Wyatt and dad time.
Yeah.
Right.
And then when she started doing the travel thing, she still goes to the office sometimes, but it's mostly while he's in school. And so she's home with him now constantly. And so he has naturally gravitated more towards her.
Uh-huh.
So this is the chance for us to reconnect. And that's what I'm enjoying the most. Is the chance to just be the two of us for a while.
Yeah.
I like it.
I like that.
Well, because Matt posted, I'm a single dad for a couple of days. I'm like, welcome to my world. That's my comment. It's all fun and games.
Yeah, you stop whining. This is easy.
Until you have to be at three different places at one time.
Right.
Yeah. Then it becomes a little harder.
And I will say, in fairness, yes, I'm only doing it with one. And yesterday for like 2 hours, I had two, and she learned to say nuts.
Yeah. So
I'm not saying I'm doing a great job.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. But, no, you're having fun. It's good.
We're having fun.
Do you know what is really like has stood out to me is maybe this is just like the mom perspective of it. I don't know. But that how you're talking about like you say, I have limited time and I feel like we're reconnecting and that sort of like this is really special for you.
Mm-hmm.
That is exactly how I feel when I get to go away.
To reconnect with yourself?
Yes, to like remember who the hell I am.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding.
You're Katie.
No.
You know who you are.
I don't sometimes. At home, I'm like, I'm mom. I am mom.
Right, all the time.
I am mom. Yeah. I have all the things constantly going in my head. It's never like, let me stop and enjoy this moment. It is what do we have to get done in the amount of time before I have to go to bed and do it all over again tomorrow?
So right. School, it's like football. It's swim for you. It's something.
It's all the things. And it's not just me. But that's like what you were saying when you said you enjoyed. I love my children more than life.
Mm-hmm.
But when I get to go away for the extended period of time, it's like, oh, I can miss them.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, it's like opposite.
I get that.
Yeah.
I totally get that.
I had never really realized that until
I get that. Yeah.
And I think it depends on your work schedule, too.
Yeah.
Right?
True.
Mm-hmm.
Like for all of our schedules are a little bit different, but for Katie and I, like we're done around noon or 12:30.
To then go home and have the second job start.
And then you have a full parenting thing. And so our days are from 3:30 in the morning till like 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
With no really breaks, you know, even when I don't, sometimes I don't have the kids, but now I have Ezra, I have primary custody of Ezra. So I have him, you know, 24 out of 30 days. So, I mean, that's like, there's no, you know, and without
there's
a
no
partner there to help. You know what I'm saying?
I mean,
I have plenty of family members that are great with helping and Ava's been great, all this stuff. But yeah, I mean, the days are super long.
How do you go on your dates?
Is when I don't have the kids, and then for the first time in my life, I hired a babysitter like once. Mm. Yeah.
Yep.
It's not cheap.
That's not cheap.
What are babysitters getting nowadays?
$20 an hour.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, $20 an hour. I want to be a babysitter.
More if you have multiple children.
Carol should pay me.
You hiring?
Yeah.
I know, for real.
I'm hoping.
Yeah, there you go.
Matt's so used to it and how great his life is now that Hannah's gone, he wants to be a babysitter.
Here's my resume.
Look what I've done.
I'm shaving beards.
Yeah, people are saying nuts.
I'm teaching little girls to say nuts.
The good thing, though, is you kept the mustache. Otherwise, your son, Wyatt, may have been traumatized.